The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creations Facility. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the OFNT Podcast. OFNT stands for Old Fart, New Tech. I'm your host and resident old fart, Jim Schaefer, and the podcast, at least to me, is the new tech. I hope this finds you well and you're having a great week. Well, looks like the highly praised Capitol Police leadership is going from hero to zero. A whistleblower has come forward claiming the force's leadership bungled the response to the infamous January 6th Capitol building riots. Last week, upon hearing that the Biden administration was using studio sets for supposed White House briefings, I posed the question of whether or not anything was real with this administration. I got my answer. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, employed child actors instead of real children for her widely panned YouTube video, Get Curious with Vice President Harris. Besides that, the company which produced the video is a Canadian outfit aptly named Sinking Ship Productions. You can't make this stuff up. Your taxpayer dollars at work. Got a couple of jabs of Sinopharm or Sinovac?
China.
The anti-booster World Health Organization is now recommending a booster shot for recipients of the two vaccines. Psst, it's because they don't work. Tech news. Bloomberg.com has an article where a recent polling showed the majority of Canadians think Huawei should have no part in the build-out of the country's 5G network. 75% of those polled were in favor of excluding the People Liberation Army connected and darling of the Chinese Communist Party from having anything to do with Canada's communication backbone. You know, well, hostage-taking diplomacy tends to do things like this. Let's see if Canada's way left-leaning prime minister agrees, because, you know, money talks and the rest walks. Gizmodo.com is reporting that the incoming Google Pixel 6's details seem to have been totally leaked due to an errant sales listing released by the UK's car phone warehouse. It confirms previous leaks and adds that the Pixel 6 will have a primary 50-megapixel lens and an ultra-wide camera, while the larger Pro will add a 48-megapixel telephoto piece of glass. The phone appears to me to be a serious contender to Samsung and Apple's latest releases. And speaking of the giant fruit company, Apple has announced an event scheduled for October 18th. The day before Google's Pixel 6 event. The company is expected to announce new MacBooks and AirPods. I'm hoping for a new iMac also, but I won't be holding my breath. You know, I could get behind a 30-inch screened iMac sitting on my desk. I can envision that. The Series 7 watch from Apple was off review restriction Wednesday, so a whole bevy of reviews were sent blasting through the techosphere. I just made that up. To sum up, most reviewers agreed that the watch is only a slight improvement over the Series 6 and recommend that if you currently have the 6, well, just hold on to it. The slightly larger screen size was appreciated, along with the quicker charging, longer battery life, and on-screen keyboard. If you're currently on a Series 5 and older, they do recommend that you upgrade. Continuing with Apple stuff, it seems the company cannot get enough chips to power the iPhone 13.
What?
This is forcing the company to scale back its production goal of 90 million iPhones. This, of course, could create a shortage for the upcoming holiday gift-giving season and affect Apple's bottom line. Well, I'm glad my lovely wife and I have already gotten our humble base model iPhone 13s. And not to be left out, Samsung has announced an Unpacked event for October 20th. Is there anybody left to add on to this event-packed week? No new Galaxy models are expected to be announced at the event, though some might hope for an updated Note model. The event is supposed to introduce customizations of current models, which, whatever that means. Tech I'm using. My new iPhone 13 is doing fine. No problems whatsoever after a couple of software updates. Nothing really exciting to report here. The iPhone has been so refined that it feels a little boring these days. I'm used to the smaller screen, which is as good as my previous 11 Pro Max, and despite having a smaller battery than the 11, it lasts longer between charges. You know, the world is waiting for Apple's take on the folding phone, and so are me and my wife. My exercise regimen, yes, I'm going to bore you with this again, built around my indoor cycle, is going good. I use a mixture of Apple Fitness Plus, an app called Exercise Bike, what a creative name, and a great app called Intelligent Cycling. I've tried all of the instructors on Fitness Plus and have a couple of favorites, and I also have a couple I dislike. My problem with the service is the music selection. Being an old fart, I'm really not into rap and hip-hop unless we're talking the Sugar Hill Gang or maybe Grandmaster Flash. Even the classes labeled throwback have music from the mid-2000s. The rock-themed classes mostly feature acts I didn't and still don't like. The instructors are all youngsters and show that they're really not into anything but modern stuff. Anyway, I'm an alternative kind of guy myself. The Exercise Bike app features 9 different rides with visual and vocal cues. I just made a Spotify playlist to cycle to, and I play that, which works great. The Intelligent Cycling app is my favorite and has countless different rides for all levels and ties in with your Spotify account to provide pretty good playlists. I'll be looking into getting a cheap heart rate monitor to pair with the app for more efficient rides, as it doesn't pair with my Apple Watch. This should bring the app's rides to a whole different level. I'm down 8 pounds since starting this 3 weeks ago, and overall, I'm feeling better. Entertainment news. The latest Bond flick, which I talked about last episode, didn't have quite the opening weekend that was expected here in the USA. Is it due to COVID?
China.
That's what the press is claiming. I think that because of COVID, China, people here have gotten used to streaming movies at home, so they'll just wait a month and a half when Paramount Plus has it available. They'll subscribe to that service for a month, watch the movie, then drop it like a bad habit. I watched the entire 4th and last season, unfortunately, of Amazon's Prime Video series Goliath over a few days. It was a great season. This time set in San Francisco versus Los Angeles. The season should win some awards for the cinematography, which was beautiful, and made me want to visit that city. Until I remember the reality of it being overrun with homeless people and the ongoing crime wave. Podcasting news. Pretty quiet this week besides the normal big money players doing what they do. Myself, I'm attending a live podcasting event in Brooklyn this Sunday. I'll probably be there when you're listening to this. The event is sponsored by the No Sleep Podcast, and my son and eldest daughter will be joining me. This is the first time I've attended something like this, so I don't know what to expect. I'll let you know how it went next week. Speaking of Brooklyn, that borough seems to be a hub of scripted podcasts. The popular and newly independent from Spotify show, Last Podcast on the Left, is one of many based there. Yeah, I guess all the creatives, as they call them, who would love to live in Manhattan, just can't afford it, so they settled in Brooklyn. That's just my theory. And speaking of Spotify, it's fast becoming the major podcast hub. A reason for that is the company's generous terms, as well as the free podcast hosting service Anchor, which Spotify owns. I have mixed feelings on this newly emerged mega platform. The app is still geared mainly for music discovery, which is great at, and it's a bit awkward to navigate for podcasts. And of course, last week's announcement of being able to find and edit controversial content sounds alarm bells to me. But it would be nice to be able to listen to all your favorite podcasts and music all in one app for a change now, wouldn't it? Time for a rant. It's going to be political, so be forewarned. Runaway inflation, soaring gas and heating prices, an out-of-control southern border. These are just three of the major problems rearing their ugly head just 9 months into this administration. The messaging on the continuing COVID pandemic is so mixed, people are just confused now. The abandoning of translators and U.S. citizens in Afghanistan, yet at least 50,000 Afghans are being settled in this country, makes one ask, who did we actually evacuate from that country? To top this all off, the president cannot even take questions after bungling a scripted speech. It's obvious to me, and I'm sure many of my fellow citizens, that this man is not in control of the White House. Another question, who or what is actually calling the shots here? Government agencies, including the military, are being politicized along with the previously vanquished education system, whose goal seems to cut the family out of their children's education, lest the Department of Justice will be sicked on you. I hope I'm wrong, but it appears to me that a full-blown socialist revolution is now occurring. Who is this leftist uprising hurting the most? With the middle class already in ruins because of the lockdowns and spiraling crime rates due to defunding the police and activist district attorneys, the so-called poor and marginalized are bearing the brunt of all this, not the mouthpieces in the government. Perhaps this is all part of the plan, or all part of the Great Reset and Build Back Better slogans coined by rich elites during their many secluded meetings. Just remember, it's all about money, for money brings power. To find the people or organizations behind the curtain, you have to ask, who has the most to gain? And then what you got to do is follow the money. Episode 98 has concluded. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you and hope you found it worth your while. You can always contact me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. You can tell me what things you liked or disliked about the show. I'd love hearing from you. Hey, and do me a solid and leave a rating for this show wherever you can. It would help me out. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Now stop milling around and get off my lawn. I'm out. I'll talk to you next week.